here. But this is an important play for Harbor Beach because USA just walked right down your field and scored.
And they might get the ball back with a minute left in this half.
Well, exactly right. The clock management was huge.
Fourth and goal from the two. Pitch out to Luke Woodkey coming around the left edge. Tries to cut back inside. He has to find something. Second effort. He does not get it. He is down at the half-yard line. USA comes up at the goal line stand. And that is a turnover on downs at the six-inch line. As USA holds strong, Braylon Ballard and Walker Foley on the stop.
I don't like the sweep because it gives those linebackers too much time to come out there, and it forced Woodkey, when he saw the edge was taken away, it forced him to cut up field quicker than he wanted to, and the linebacking corps was able to get over there and get him down just short of the end zone. Wanted to see something quick right into the teeth of that defense, not allow the linebackers to make a play. But it's an awesome defensive stand by the USA Patriots on the road. Got to go for every Harbor Beach, but I'd like to see something right up the middle. Now, we'll see if USA can get their backs away from this end zone.
They're at their own one-yard line. Wind at their back, 10:59 before the half, and an eight-point lead, 8-0 over Harbor Beach. Connor Gettle trans it off to Walker Foley. Tries to find a little room to run. Gets out for the three-yard line. And that's an impressive two-yard gain there as they had a whole bunch of black jerseys in front of them. Second down and eight to go. They're going to say Grant Smiglinski as well as number 84. That would be Jason Seaman with the stop.
Thought, you know it's coming. Everybody knows it's coming here at the building. And Harbor Beach does a good job only allowing a yard and a half, 2 yards. But they're not out of the woods yet. This is a chance for Harbor Beach here to still come up and make a big play. A fumble, the weather's bad, a missed snap. That ball is soaking wet. There's an opportunity still for this Harbor Beach defense to make a huge stand and flip this game right around.
Connor Gettle, though, under center for the USA Patriots in able hands. 10 minutes and 12 seconds in the first half left. Hand off to Braylon Ballard, goes the right gap and gets out close to the 8-yard line, it looks like. A 5-yard gain for Braylon Ballard, giving him more room to run. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's 65, Dakota Deer.
Back to that bread and butter, getting right to Ballard over that right side. The offensive line wins again. He's able to get over half of what he needs for that first down, making third down a short three or a long two.
Third play of this drive, third down and three to go from the 8-yard line.
Very interesting strategy by Coach Hahn, knowing the playmaking and big play ability of Harbor Beach on offense, to milk the clock for everything that it's worth before they run every snap. They hold the ball for three quarters of the first quarter, and now they're going to try and do it again here.
9:25 left in the first half, third and three from their own 8-yard line. Connor Gettle under center, handoff to Braylon Ballard going around the right edge, has the first down.
Look out.
And here's no one in front of him at the 35 to the 40 to midfield. At 40 to the Harbor Beach 30, still down, and he has no one left. And this one's going to be for a score. Braylon Ballard with the 92-yard scamper down the far sideline, and USA finds the end zone for the second time tonight with 9 minutes left in the second quarter.
Wow, what a play with Braylon Ballard to go right back to it again. They attacked that right side, and that time he broke a tackle, and as soon as he got past it, it was a sprint down the right sideline, and Braylon Ballard wins 92 yards later to the house, and USA now up 14-0, going to try and tack on two more.
Braylon Ballard's second rushing touchdown tonight already. We played just 15 minutes of football. It's now 14-0, USA leading. Connor Gettle gets the call from Josh Hahn. It runs 40 yards back to the line of scrimmage. 9:07 left here in the second quarter, and USA is going for a two-point conversion. Wind to their back. If you're Harbor Beach, Dave, the good thing is you get the ball back, I guess. It's about the only good thing. Connor Gettle, though, and a prolific offense at his hands. Gettle taking his time on the two-point conversion from the 3-yard line. Quarterback keeper coming in, cuts it back inside. He's close to the marker. They're going to say, is he short? Looks like he's down at about the half-yard line. Two-point conversion is no good. Stop made by Luke Woodkey for the Harbor Beach Pirates. So USA leads by 14 points, 14-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WLW Sports Network. 9:07 left in the first half.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
.07 left here in the first half, and USA scores for the second time. Braylon Ballard with both scores for the night from the USA Patriots. Two-point conversion is no good. Braylon Ballard broke out for a 92-yard run, a drive that started at their own one-yard line. Just took three plays to march 99 yards, and a touchdown is one. A minute 52 in that drive, 9:07 left in the half. Emeyer Parmenter kicking with the wind at his back. Bounces at the two-yard line and bounces through the back of the end zone, so Harbor Beach will start their drive with the wind and rain in their face of their own 20-yard line, trailing by two possessions.
Yeah, and it's just a devastating series of events for Harbor Beach. You drive right down the field. Your running game is finally there. That's something they've been waiting for all season long. You get it down to you get four plays inside the five-yard line. You're unable to punch it in, and then you give up the 90-yard touchdown run going the other way. Just a terrible sequence of events for the home team. But they have the football now, down two scores. It almost feels like a must-score situation for a team that's been thirsty for something to go their way.
First and 10 from their own 20, splitting the hash marks, still sticking to the T formation. Dylan Kadar, senior quarterback, under center. There's the snap, handoff to the second option. Pitch out to the Luke Whitkey on the left side, and USA brings him down in the backfield. Jeremiah Hahn sniffed that one out and brought him down for a yard loss at the 19-yard line, second down and 11.
And just nothing going there. Jeremiah Hahn is able to read that play. He's not fooled by the fake handoff to the fullback, the pitch to Woodkey. Woodkey can do nothing about it. He was hit as soon as the ball got there for a big loss on first down.
8:41 left in the half, 14-0 USA leading the Harbor Beach Pirates. Pirates still in their huddle after the first tackle for a loss this afternoon and evening. First and 11 from the 19, working just inside the left hash. Rain in the face of Dylan Kadar, under center. Three men backfield, and there's a snap. Hand off to Elliott Seaman, trying to find something in USA. Braylon Ballard sniffing that one out as well. Absolutely no gain in the play, and bringing him down immediately after he got the handoff. Third down, 11.
Dakota Miller, not far away either, guys. The big tackle, 6'2", 230, was in the backfield as well, forcing him to change directions. Grabs a hold of himself before Ballard's able to clean him up. A very impressive adjustment made on this series by the USA defense, not allowing anything to happen on the running game side. Now third down and 11 for Harbor Beach into this wind and rain.
7 minutes, 45 seconds left in the half. 14-0 USA. Harbor Beach trying and facing a third and 11 from their own 19-yard line. Handoff, quarterback keeper going to go reverse around the left side. Tan Babcock going backwards. Keegan Bixman chasing him down, and he's going to bring him down for a three-yard loss on that far sideline. Tan Babcock could not find the edge to that line, and he's going to be brought down for a three-yard loss, and Harbor Beach going to have to punt this one into the wind.
It did not take long for that play to not look good as Tan Babcock and quarterback Dylan Kadar run into each other trying to hand the ball off. Babcock's able to show you that speed, but Keegan Bixman did a nice job holding down his end of the line, knowing that if the play doesn't go his way, he still did his job. The play reverses back right to him, and he's able to force Babcock out of bounds for a loss on the play. Harbor Beach almost having no choice here but to punt it away into this wind.
With three runners to the left, one to the right, Dylan Kadar in the extended shotgun. This is pretty much the closest thing to a punt formation for the Pirates. Low kick, bounces at the 45, takes a high reach bounce, and comes to rest at the right at midfield at the 50-yard line. A 33-yard punt for Dylan Kadar and the Pirates, and gives the ball back to the USA Patriots with a 14-point lead, 14-0, 6:42 before the half.
And that's about all you can ask, especially in the shotgun formation. There's no running start. It's catch it, drop it, and kick it away, and he does a good job of keeping it low, kicking it end over end. So when that ball hit, it jumps forward a little bit. 33 yards with no return, that's pretty good. But now you're asking – this defense. Typically, this great defense this year has not